Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's week 6 of Bachelor in Paradise. Ashley is here with us to break down this week's chaotic, I'll call it confusing.
We're going with the confusing theme again. Remember how we said confusing last week was like
it's
the
still
theme
confused.
2 weeks
like,
ago.
This is confusing to me in the sense that it felt like a whirlwind of craziness that I could not, like I had to draw a chart before this episode to figure out who's still with who and why they're with each other. Because it feels like nobody's back together anymore.
Well, Jared and I on our recap last week were saying that like none of these people are ending up together. Like I've never watched a season and been like, okay, but nobody here is getting married.
Going into this week, I really thought that we could have some surprise engagements. I thought
who? Like just Eliza and Aaron. That's like the only one I
thought
I could
Eliza
think of.
And Aaron. I actually thought that Rachel and Brayden might not get engaged, but I thought they would be dating.
Yeah, me
at
too.
The end of this.
I'm pretty surprised at
I'm
his
surprised by that.
Moving fast.
And I really thought Blake and Jess would come out of this thing on top. Like we hadn't seen a lot from
that
them.
That was fading out, especially after last week.
But how do we know that? Because we don't see anything. Like we kind of see some conversation. I get it. There's a confrontation.
Yeah, we knew that because she basically said she is confused. Jess is the most confused. She's like, hey, like, I think I don't know that I'm sold on this. Okay. She tells him basically, like, in so little words, I want to sort of date other people. And then in this episode, he decides to do that because she told him that they should. And then she was like very sad and annoyed by it.
Yeah. I think Jess is a catch. I personally watch this and I'm like, that is somebody that with the right guy on this beach, I could see her getting engaged from this because
she's too young. I think
is it?
Yeah, I think she's not ready. Okay. She doesn't know. She doesn't know what she wants because she. And then she also said something in this episode that made me be like, "What?" She said, "Like nothing's going my way here," and I'm like, "Jess, what are you talking about? You're with Blake the entire time, and then last night you said that maybe you should explore other options, and." What's not going your way?
True. That's a good point. Yeah. Well, we have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
I think the main thing when I say confusing, and maybe that's just that, you know, the consensus for this whole season is it feels like a whirlwind and it's confusing to me because we don't have any couples that at this point we're like, yeah, I'm confident that they're going to be together at the end of this. This is going to be a cool love story. And we're getting farther and farther along in the season. We're at week six. Like at this point, it's rare. I don't know if I remember a season where there's not one really strong couple. Now, to set the stage at the beginning of this episode, the couples that exist are Eliza and Aaron B. We have Braden and Rachel. We have Tyler and Mercedes. We have Tanner and Kat. We have Jess and Blake.
Well, Tanner and Kat are a little up in the air as he went on the date. But
they're the closest thing to a couple that we have.
Okay.
We have Olivia and Tyler. And is that it?
Yeah, I think so. John Henry and Olivia.
John Henry and Olivia. Who's Tyler with? Mercedes. That's right.
Yeah.
Mercedes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got them all. Now we got them all paired up here, right? The episode starts with some teasers. Charity's arriving at the beach. We really don't know why at this point in the episode. And there's distance between Blake and Jess, obviously because of the last episode's conversation. Now, it comes off at the beginning of this episode to me, and it's kind of the cat show through this whole episode.
The entire season is mostly the cat show. She is a really good reality TV character. She is a nut.
I mean, what are you getting at a cat? Like, what I'm understanding is Kat, she said it. I guess I can only go off of the words that she says. She feels like the guys that she's dated in a lot of ways are below her, right? She said Tanner like is below her.
Mm-hmm.
Like she is, you know, he can't break up with her. She has to break up with him.
Right.
She also has kind of jumped around a little bit as most do in Paradise. And now she sets her eyes on John Henry. It's, I guess what I'm trying to understand, and you would maybe have a better perspective, in Paradise during week six, she's obviously attractive.
Yes. She's extremely gorgeous.
But at this point, the guys have seen.
But the guys, yep, I know where you're leading.
Like the guys have seen that she is volatile and can definitely like make a dude cry pretty fast. But yet they still are finding interest in her.
I don't know. I think the only reason that John Henry is entertaining her in this episode is because he thinks she's hot and he hasn't been there the whole time. And I actually still think he likes Olivia more. And let's talk about their conversation. Initially, Tanner comes back from his date with Davia, the day earlier. But like he doesn't speak to Kat. So in this episode, he speaks to Kat and legit says to her, "I don't think our personalities are compatible," because he sees that she is fiery and a little scary, totally intense. It's the anti, she has like this personality that really puts men off in my personal perspective, but not also saying that like I've been there. Because like I would like to think of like myself in Paradise, like walking down those stairs, like hopefully somebody would want to go on a date with me, but most guys didn't because my reputation personality wise preceded me.
So are you saying that you think she walked down to the beach thing saying most guys are going to want to take me on a date? Like they should want to take me on a date?
Yeah, I think that she's like confident and like feels. Yes, I feel like she does think she's a catch, and she just is very intense for these guys to really want to get involved, I think.
Well, and I wonder, I'm curious kind of how the other women are feeling, because there's a scene here where they're all kind of on the daybed and Kat is talking about Tanner and Davia is there on the daybed as well. Yeah. And she's just kind of bashing Tanner and saying how she's above him. And, you know, Davia's in a weird place because she just got there. She probably doesn't have the depth of friendships that these other women have. And she's just kind of having to take it. We really don't see a reaction out of her.
I think she just didn't want to get involved with Kat's drama. She is the most dramatic person.
It is feeling, I just didn't expect this out of Kat. I guess this is what my whole point is. I didn't expect Kat to be this way, because during her time on The Bachelorette, I remember her being
Bachelor. She was way more subdued.
Yeah, I remember her being in my top two most of the season.
Yes.
Until she wasn't. And this episode, she is fiery and she is out to go after the things that she wants, right? The Tanner thing's
she's
done.
She's selfish for sure. Or self-centered. She is self-centered. Somebody's throwing around the narcissist word. I don't like to throw around that.
She's just definitely out. Like, there's no consideration.
Empathy
for the situation that is around her. Now, it is interesting to me, outside of maybe how we're seeing her being shown, is interesting to me that Olivia continues to be the one that is caught up when somebody else wants somebody else's man, right? Like, when we saw this during the very beginning.
Yeah. It was Kylie she was going up against.
With
Kylie.
Who
would have thought? Who would have thought? I like forgot. Because like, look at Kylie right now. She's just so settled.
I guess Kylie and Avon is the relationship we never mentioned because we don't see much of them, and they seem like really good and solid.
I read somewhere that he made some sort of snip on social media alluding to the fact that he's annoyed at the fact that they have very little screen time.
Well, sorry.
But to be honest,
tell Kat to calm down and you'll get some screen time.
You guys seem pretty like you're happy together, but you're a little boring.
Well, I mean, every good couple in Paradise never gets shown.
I know.
It happens every season until like the last week. And we're like, oh yeah, they're still there and they're still together. And maybe they'll be happy one day. But I mean, it's not a big
deal.
They're
not TV. That's just not TV.
It's not TV. You can only show people like having good conversation and making out so many times until it's like, yeah, they're still on the couch. Having a good conversation and making out.
Yeah.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
It is interesting that Olivia continues to get kind of thrown into a mess.
Yeah, and Olivia is your girl.
Well, yeah, she did. She was a little mean this episode for me. I up until this point, I think she was funny and like had a good way of protecting and kind of like hiding her own sadness and emotion by kind of being funny. She got a little bit too personal with Kat during some of those ITMs. For me, it felt like, hey, now I'm starting to see maybe like that a little bit of the mean girl behavior that I never had seen before, where I always thought she was just kind of like protecting herself by being funny. Yeah. But I still want Olivia to be happy. And this John Henry relationship is funny to me because, yeah, John Henry is everything Olivia says he is, right? He is sweet. He's good looking. I don't think he has any clue how much he could get wrapped up into a love triangle and get spit out on the other end and just get destroyed. Like, I think he is a genuinely good dude who doesn't quite understand.
He's pretty aloof.
Yes. Yeah.
But I also think that he's like, doesn't really care that much. I think that's why he is aloof. I don't think he's like imagining himself getting married from this experiment.
And that's fine. But I do think he's treading dangerous water right now.
I don't think he likes Olivia that much either.
But here's how this could play out for him, yeah. Ashley. Mm-hmm. Is if this goes poorly for John Henry, and it will, there's too much going on for it not to. Maybe he ends up with Olivia, Kat goes home, and then maybe I could see the water settling. But if this goes poorly and he keeps like putting one toe in Kat's water and a whole foot in Olivia's and trying to figure out which one he wants, he's going to have Olivia and Kat coming at him.
I know, a very scary situation right
that
there.
That is the scariest situation I can imagine, because those two yelling at me, like I would be crushed. They could use words and say things. I'd be like, I have no clue what you're talking about. I'm so confused. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, or if I'm like, I don't know where I stand in all this, but I just want to go home because this is so scary.
Yeah. No one. And those two are like loud. They don't just say angry things. They like scream them.
And I think the reason that it would intimidate me is because they both, Kat with Braden, not as much, but she said a lot of things. Now they might not have made sense, but she said a lot of things very quickly. And she was very mm-hmm. confident in how she said them. Even if they weren't true or weren't making sense, she says them so confident that you're like, I got to believe you. Olivia, I think, is just so quick. Like quick-witted.
Yeah.
And so good at like being quick-witted that I would just be like lost in her intelligence and her ability just to make me feel so small.
Yes,
so
yes.
That would be this thing that would scare me the most. Now, so he is, John Henry sits in a place where at about mid part of this episode, we start to see Kat come after him. We start to see him have an interest in Kat. We see Olivia's reaction to this. We can pause that now. Because Genevieve shows up to the beach for the first time. I don't remember Genevieve from Zach's season, but she is like beautiful. And she, I know she says she's like lacking some confidence. She has a hard time making eye contact. But like, I don't see any of that. I see a confident person coming down to the beach, and I didn't necessarily see the Blake connection.
You didn't feel like any passion. You didn't feel like a romance between them.
At the beginning.
Okay. Because yeah, I think I feel it. Again, don't feel like this long term like love romance, but I do think it's what Blake needs. Somebody who is obviously interested in him and like puts him at ease. And then I think obviously staying home, Jess realizes that staying home and him letting him go out probably did open a door for her with Tyler. Now, I cannot wait to see how this unfolds with Mercedes, because he literally goes, you know, Mercedes is like my girl, but I could really kiss you right now. And then I was remembering, who did he kiss last week? I couldn't remember who he kissed around the campfire last week. There was somebody in a truth or dare. And I was like, oh, where's Mercedes? I guess it's inconsequential, because maybe it was a truth or dare, but I don't think it was Jess. No.
The date with Blake and Genevieve, I do think had a lot more chemistry than maybe we even saw. I do think it was good for Blake. I do think the two of them make sense together. I didn't see that couple coming, because I didn't quite understand how much separation there was between Jess and Blake. I know that conversation happened, but I didn't think either of them would act on it, because I thought the two of them would kind of come back together and be like, yeah, but you're the best thing I got here. So the Blake Genevieve, you know, date did show me there are legs to the two of
them. That's interesting. I definitely thought they were over after that conversation.
I also think that the thing we're seeing, and we saw it week one, and we heard it as we prep for Paradise, is a lot of these guys came to Paradise with an interest in Jess. Like, I think she...
Yeah, well, she's super hot.
Well, I just think she's the hot commodity coming down. And Tyler wants to kiss her, because he's like, yeah, Mercedes is my girl and I'm so glad. But like, I didn't have a chance with you back then because you were with Blake. Yeah. And now I do.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Sean. Sean was like, I didn't have a chance with you from week one because you were with Blake. Now I know I'm going home. So yeah. Like, are you interested in this? Like, I think Jess, if you looked at the dude's text threads leading up to Paradise, yeah, I think all of them are like, you know, it reminds me of the Jade situation back in the day. Like,
totally.
You know, they were all come down and be like, whoever's going to end up with Jess is very lucky. Granted, I don't think any of the guys that are probably in the text thread texting about Jess ended up with Jess at the beginning, because I think Blake was probably on his own island coming down without really knowing anybody.
Yeah.
And all these guys in the last season were texting, and then he gets her and they're like, well, dang it. Like, none of us are the guy.
Yes. Yeah. And then like, we just have to mention, I'm sorry, but I'm just realizing that like while all this is going on, Kat is still like screaming and causing drama. One, it's the whole like, I need to be made out with tongue. Like the entire theme of the episode is that Kat needs to be made out with tongue, and that John Henry has a tongue piercing, and this is really turning her on. And then... she's also telling Eliza that Aaron B has like a shady past, and that Charity said that of all my guys, watch out the most for Aaron B, which I said last week was shocking. And they were like twisting all the previews to make it look like this. But apparently, yes, so, because even though Charity brought him back to the top three, and then we've never seen that before, she gets off the show and gets a DM from one of his exes. And no, here's the debate that you and I have to decide. Does it decipher a bit here? Charity gets these DMs saying like, Aaron left me, his girlfriend, to be on the show with you. And like, we were dating, but he, you know, a classic scenario, a Jed scenario, right? But then Kat goes and reveals this to Eliza, and first we're like, okay, is this Kat just being dramatic, or is this legit? Later in the episode, Charity comes down, of course, and she sits down with Eliza and tells her exactly what happened. And it seems as if Charity believes this girl who DM'd her. Then Eliza goes and sits down with Aaron and confronts him about this. And then Aaron gives her the weirdest story of all time. And that, and again, with the confusion theme, because he goes, well, I was dating a girl and we ended it in September. And then I was, and then we were not sure if it was another girl or the same girl. And he goes, and then in December, something, 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 I got the call to be on The Bachelor at in December. And then in January, he ended things. And it's like, wait, dude, we are so confused and we don't have clarity on the situation.
I thought his claim was that he was dating a girl, they ended, and then he started dating another girl.
Another girl in October. And then he got the call in December. And then in January, he ended things. And then they called the show back and was, by the way, yeah, I'd like to go on. In March?
Maybe. Okay. I don't remember the January piece, but it could have been.
So despite the fact that we're all confused about timelines and like how many girls there are, it sounds as if there's two. Who do you believe here? The girls that are DMing or Aaron?
I believe them all.
There's like a weird middle ground for you?
I think there's a middle ground. Yeah, I believe them all. I think that Aaron went on The Bachelorette. And it's interesting with the storyline that we know now has came out of The Bachelorette, kind of Aaron B. story today.
Because aren't you shocked? Like, Charity really liked him, really liked him.
She liked him less than what we saw. He just showed up to the beach. And I think she kept him around or kind of like had him there because she didn't know what to do.
You mean when she accepted him back as top 30?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was probably like she knew what she was going to do the whole time. And so I think this was just kind of a hiccup or a speed bump in the road for her. I believe them all. I believe that Aaron was dating people. I don't know the exact timeline because, yes, it was confusing. I believe he was dating up until he left pretty much for The Bachelorette. And when he left for The Bachelorette, I do believe he ended the relationships that existed to pursue The Bachelorette, to pursue Charity, because he knew she was going to be The Bachelorette. I don't necessarily know if that's wrong.
To go on the show when you're casually dating someone, yeah.
If you've ended it.
Oh, yeah, and if you'd ended it.
If you've ended it, and it's been clear to all parties that it's over, then I don't think that's a problem, necessarily.
Yeah, but like you're still going to get the what he calls a disgruntled ex sending DMs, course, trying to come after you, saying that he broke up with me because of the show.
And if he did, great. If he broke up with her because he saw a better future possibly with Charity, let's assume that was his reasoning and not to get the claim and the fame from the show.
Yeah.
Let's assume that it was because he said, hey, this relationship I don't see is going anywhere. It's no different than what people do in Paradise.
Yeah.
I don't see this relationship going anywhere. I'm going to move on now to somebody I think there's a better future possibly with, and that's Charity. I don't think we can be upset about that. Like, I don't think that's wrong.
Yeah, because, like, really, could you imagine leaving your soulmate, somebody you see as a future spouse, to go on the show? Then, if that is really what your relationship was like it was that serious and that wonderful, and that person left you for the show, well, then you probably don't want to be with them.
Exactly. So you broke up. You were single going on the show.
Yeah.
Like that is the thing that's always been on this podcast, Ashley, what we've criticized for. It's not that you might have been dating leading up to the show. For goodness sake, I hope you were dating leading up to the show. If you weren't, like, you know, if you're interested in finding love and you weren't trying by dating, then I don't know what to tell you. I hope everybody was dating. But if you were going on the show and you're single, there's no problem with that. I would go as far as even if it was the day before you left that you're like, I have been like trying to figure out if I want to do this or not. And I just don't see a future with us. It's over. I'm going to get on that plane tomorrow and go. I still think that's okay. The difference would be if they were still dating and he went on.
Okay. All right. I guess we really boil down to it. I guess I do agree with you. I think what we're concerned about here is if he left, went on the show, and did it with intent that perhaps he was going to get back with her. Is there any at all that?
It could be. I mean, it definitely could be that maybe he went on the show. Again, I don't think I can be mad at him.
Isn't a huge red flag? This is not a huge red flag to you? Because I'm not sure.
I think it is a red flag enough for Eliza to confront him on it and be like, tell me more about this.
Yeah.
I think he did a terrible job at explaining it.
Like, so bad. Because he was so awkward, like, I get it. He was cornered. And there's probably some truth to it all. He was way too vague and just felt like in his explanation, he was trying to just get it over with.
Sure. Yeah. I think he did a terrible job at explaining himself, but if what he said, when you boil all the confusion down, is actually true that a relationship was ended and he went on the show, I don't think it's like a red flag enough for Eliza to be like, I can't date you anymore because your values and your morals don't align with mine. I don't think that's the case. I do think Eliza has questions now.
And I think she should be more skeptical now.
She could be more skeptical, yes.
A little bit. But also, like, think about all the people who get annoyed seeing their ex on the show.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I don't love. The Bachelor world is one where, you know, there's a lot of communication, positive and negative, going around all the time about every contestant who has made any type of name for, you know, from the show, especially those that are living in going to paradise. I don't love Kat's move here. I think that was probably the worst piece to me. She brought Charity, the Bachelorette, into a situation that Charity was not around to defend herself or to speak to because she wasn't on the beach yet. And Kat is good friends with Charity. Besties, they say.
Which, it's an odd couple there. There must be a whole other side of Kat that we're not seeing because the girls actually seem to have some sort of loyalty toward her.
Well, I think she's funny. And I think she's like, I think she's probably your friend that you're like, that's just Kat. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if Kat is like, if I told you something, Ashley, in confidence, or even if I didn't say, hey, please don't tell anybody this. If I just told you something, and then I saw you on Paradise and you're like, you know, Ben told me that that person kind of like isn't as good as I thought he was.
I don't know.
I would be upset with you. I would be like, Ashley, you brought me into television when I wasn't there. And yeah. I don't like that. You're a friend of mine. And I respect kind of the code of privacy to be able to confide in you and a friendship and know that it's never going to come back to bite me.
It sounded as if Charity wanted this information to get out because she said, like, was like, my girls, all my guys are wonderful that are going, except watch out for him. So I do think it was something for everybody to sort of know.
That could make sense. If she gave that permission, then I get it.
She didn't seem annoyed by it. Okay, so besides that storyline, which we have no idea what kind of move Eliza is going to make after that, we need to talk about Brayden bringing Becca on this date, or Becca bringing Brayden on the date. It was, I think, a bummer for all of us just because we were really rooting for Rachel and Brayden. They seemed so cute last week, and now it's actually only a day after their date, which that seems wacky, but yeah, it's a day after their date. And Becca invites him on, and he says early in the date that he thought he had the greatest time somebody can have with Rachel, but then this date far exceeded it really early on. That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, good for them that they have such a good date. I do think I don't think this was a great move on Brayden's part because I think he needed to give Rachel a little bit more time. I do think there was something special there. They had a lot of fun together. It does, in a wild way, kind of fit for me, the two of them together. And
you mean Rachel and him?
Rachel and him.
Yeah.
And even if he was interested in Becca, at some point during this whole process, Ashley, I would assume, I've never been again, never done it, I would assume, as attractive as everybody is and as cool as everybody is, at some point you say, hey, if I came here looking for love, I'm going to settle down now. Like, I need to at least play this one out.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like Rachel and Brayden had enough fun and enough chemistry where he could have easily said, Becca, I'm super interested. You're gorgeous. But I want to play this one out for a bit with Rachel to see where it goes.
Yeah. He was too giddy. Yeah. The giddiness made me disappointed because I thought the giddiness was reserved for Rachel at this point. But maybe it was a little bit too early on. And I'm also not ruling them out having something, even though he did say that on their date. I think Becca just seems like, I just feel more substance with what he has with Rachel. So we'll see.
Well, we know Rachel better too. I think
that's why we're obviously rooting for them because we have such more of a loyalty towards Rachel.
Yeah. But that was a shocker for me. It was a shocker that Brayden is going on another date. It's a shocker that really any man here that kind of has a connection with Rachel is not like super interested in it because we know her well and she has some incredible qualities. She's beautiful. She took the chance and went on the beach.
She looks so freaking good this season. She just looks amazing. So glowy in paradise.
At some point, somebody's going to be like, you know what? I want to try this thing out with Rachel. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But at least this is a good a good thing for me because I think she's great and we think she's great. So, as you mentioned, Charity does come down to the beach now after kind of all this being said. she sits down, mostly the big thing here is with Eliza, to kind of go over what we've already talked about when it comes to her concerns about Aaron B. Eliza confronts Aaron B, and we get the really, really confusing, super, super confusing answers from Aaron B that make no sense. And we have done everything we possibly can during this podcast to try to clear up what he was trying to say, but he just didn't say it well. And so we're yet to be seen what happens now, moving into the next episode with Eliza making that choice on if she, you know, stays in this relationship or not. Ashley, I guess to kind of close up here, do you hope she stays in this relationship?
Yeah. Yeah.
You do.
I do. Okay. I don't feel like so strong. Like, I don't like have like a ton of strong feelings for them, but I don't think this is breakup worthy.
Okay. So we have the sneak peeks for next week. John Henry, we see kiss Kat. So maybe he is into Kat.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely going to be some rose ceremony drama over that triangle.
We see the Kat and Olivia confrontation, which I cannot wait because, like I said, I think the two of them are probably the most quick-witted and also have no hold back on what they will say to each other. That could be a front seat that I would like to have.
It could be like the entire episode. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. It's going to be interesting.
Oh my gosh. And well, we don't see tease, but I can only imagine is coming. It must be coming. We're going into week 7. Is Katie Thurston's arrival, especially at with Blake point, coming back from this date with Genevieve.
At some point, she's had to show up. We know she was there. We just don't know if it's going to be shown now or not, I guess.
And I'm eager to see what happens with Jess and Tyler and Mercedes.
Ashley, to close up everything, I want to play a little game with you. After next week's episode, mm-hmm. let's assume there's no new arrivals, okay? New arrivals. We're ending next week's episode. This is going into to week 8 now. What couples will be together?
I do think Eliza and Aaron B will be together. Are we talking couples or like who's going to give roses to who?
Who's going to give roses to who? Like okay, who's going to so be sitting on the beds together? You want me to like
predict the next rose ceremony?
Sure.
I think Tyler is going to give Jess's rose. I think Blake is going to give Genevieve's rose. Think that even to Kylie will probably be the most secure relationship. Oh, Peter and Sam. I think Peter to Sam. We're not going to see a lot of them because I don't think it's very heavy. I actually think Brayden is going to end up somehow giving Rachel his rose. It's just my guess. And then who am I missing? And then who's going to give Kat a rose? I think John Henry's rose. Who do I think, John? I think it's going to be... I want to...
gotta say it.
Okay. I think it's going to be Olivia.
Okay. So we'll say Mercedes and Becca will be going home then, at least from this group that we expect. And I would say I agree with everything you just said, and Kat will be then going home as well.
You do? You'd pick Olivia over Kat?
I think at this point, I have a feeling that one of these dudes is going to sit down with John Henry and be like, what are you doing? Like... Okay.
Yeah,
I know your body's telling you yes, but Tanner, your mind.
We forgot Tanner will be giving to Davia.
I think everybody's going to say that John Henry's body tells him yes, but mm-hmm. his mind should start telling him no,
mm-hmm.
and that he should just pick Olivia and make his life a little easier. I don't know. The conversations about his tongue ring really made me uncomfortable. There was a lot of innuendos.
There's so much. There's so much.
Goodness gracious. Oh, that poor fella. He is just going to get, he is going to get destroyed.
The vibrating tongue ring?
A vibrating tongue ring. Can't imagine. Anyways, hey, this has been this week's episode of Bachelor in Paradise Breakdown. Ashley and I are going to continue with another episode of The Golden Bachelor. We've had headlines this week, so make sure you go back and listen to those. But until next week, when who knows what the tornado of Kat, Olivia, and the poor guy John Henry is going to look like, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.